possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest is Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator at Juno Public Libraries. Welcome back.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. Thanks for being here. First Tuesday of the month, so you're here to give us an update on December's activities and events at the library. But first, let's talk books.
Okay. I just finished the new one by Stephen Chbosky, who is the, he wrote Perks of Being a Wallflower 20 years ago, apparently. Yeah. The book Perks of Being a Wallflower was kind of on my radar like just a couple years ago when the movie came out. So I thought it was fairly recent. I didn't realize it's been out for a while. But his new book is called Imaginary Friend, and it's a literary horror book that kind of takes place around this time of year. It starts a little bit before Thanksgiving, ends on Christmas. And it was definitely an interesting read. It took a while to get started. So if you're somebody who a book has to grab you right away for you to keep reading it, it's probably not going to be for you, because it took me, it's 700 pages. So it took me, so it took me about 300 before I was like, okay, I can see where this is going.
Wow.
But it's new. We have a couple copies if you're kind of interested in literary fiction and want something kind of in the vein of Stephen King and don't mind a slow burn book, then you can give it a try.
Oh, I'm going to have to read that one. I did read The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I also read it just shortly before the movie came out. So not that long ago, but 20 years ago. That would have been 1999.
Yeah.
Wow. That was the year I graduated from high school, so no wonder I relate to it so much. I like that book a lot. Well, that's a great recommendation. What's hot at the library right now?
So that Where the Crawdads Sing, that book that came out, I think it earlier this year, last year, that one's still pretty popular, and we have several copies of that. We have a large print copy. I think we even have an audiobook copy, if that's more your thing. So that one's still been very popular, and everybody's been putting holds on it. And we also have the new one by Jojo Moyes, who wrote Me Before You. I think that one, yeah. So we have her. That's the one I'm reading next. So we have The Giver of Stars.
Oh.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Okay.
So if you really liked Me Before You, you like her writing style, we do have her new one that you can put a hold on.
Yeah, I read that whole trilogy, actually.
Yeah.
So I might have to check out the new one. I'm not really reading anything worth mentioning right now, so that's why I'm pumping you for suggestions.
Okay.
but 'tis the season for the NPR Book Concierge of 2019. That's up now on the website, and I always check it and kind of spend some time going through it. And I'm just so grateful for all the different platforms that the Juno Library offers, because I go to the NPR Book Concierge, and then I go to the library's page, and I request the books to be, I check them out and at the state library. I can go pick them up over there right next door, or I get them on Hoopla or Libby or Overdrive. You guys make it so easy to check out audiobooks and ebooks and hard copies.
We try. We do our best. And I think it still surprises people, even though I know this and you know it, because you say you pick up your books at the state library, but you can have your holds brought to whichever library is most convenient. So if you happen to live in Douglas and you don't want to stop downtown or Valley's too far away, like, you can have your books sent to Douglas, or even if you work downtown but you live in the Valley, you can have them sent to the Valley. So it's whatever's most convenient for you, our patrons, because we want to make sure you can get books, and it's pretty much as easy as possible.
It really is. It really is. It's a great resource, and I'm always I'm just so grateful to have it. So yeah, I haven't bought a book in forever.
Yeah.
I just use the library all the time. So thank you. All right. So you're here to talk about what's going on this month at Juno Public Libraries. First on the list, I have Learn and Play Magic the Gathering. Tell me about that.
So Magic the Gathering is that, I want to say it's a collectible card game. I'm probably getting it wrong.
And
somebody's probably getting
it
it's probably not the right terminology. But players have decks of magic cards, and those decks will give them special powers and abilities, and like the, I guess, the mana to power those powers and abilities. And Even though this game has been out for a while, there still were some patrons, some kids who wanted to have a weekly or like have a couple times a month place to play Magic the Gathering. So there's twice a month we have the group. It's at the downtown library. You can come. You don't have to have any magic cards. You don't have to have any experience because there's somebody there who can teach you. And so you can learn how to play Magic the Gathering.
So is that just this month or will it be ongoing?
It's ongoing. So it's going to be pretty much every month. I think we started it in October.
Okay.
And we had a couple in November, and now we'll have a couple in December. And as long as people come to it, we'll keep hosting it.
That's great. Yeah. So that's Sunday, December the 8th and Sunday, December the 22nd downtown. Do you know what time?
I do. I have it written down. Yeah. let me check my notes. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Yeah, Magic the Gathering, another thing that's been around since I was in high school.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds great. I know it's super popular. Like, mm-hmm. people play it all over, and they're pretty serious about it, too.
Yeah.
So, okay, that sounds like fun. Next on the list is NASA at My Library program. That's happening in the Valley on the 12th?
Yes. So, this is part of NASA at My Library grant that the library's had for the last like three years. We're in our last year of this grant where we are getting assistance from like folks at NASA to kind of host various science and space themed programs. And this program in particular, I'm working with the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, and it's going to be over the internet. So it's going to be a call in where a scientist from Oregon is going to call in and talk about his research. And this scientist in particular works with viruses and studies viruses and volcanoes to see if that could correlate to there being maybe viruses in outer space and what conditions could they survive in. And because volcanoes are not the most habitable of places, like we definitely couldn't live in a volcano, but viruses have been found there. So he's just going to be talking about his research.
That is so intriguing. So he thinks life came from on Earth or life in the galaxy came from a virus.
Yeah, well,
in a volcano,
I think
he
thinks that like if there's viruses who can live in volcanoes and other similar type environments in space, there could potentially be viruses who could live there too.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. Yeah. Wow. So it's sort of like a webinar. So you kind of.
Yeah, he's going to call in. It's going to be kind of hosted through with OMSI. Like we're going to both kind of like connect up, and he's going to be giving his findings. We'll be able to ask questions at the end if you want to. It's going to be in the evening at 6:30. So probably good for older teens if you're really like science minded and adults, but it might be a little dry for younger ones.
Yeah. December 12th, 6:30 p.m. at the Valley, NASA at My Library. That's what a terrific grant. It's brought a number of really like remarkable programs to the libraries over the years. And we've talked about all of them. Intro to Coding is the day after Christmas at the Valley Library. So it is happening.
It is happening.
December 26th.
Yeah. If something happens and I do have to, like we have to cancel or reschedule it, we will probably put signs up and we'll let you know through Facebook. I think also on our Facebook page and our flyers, it has the instructor's contact information. So if you email him, he can put you on like a monthly like list. So if there's any changes, he can also let people who come to his class know as well. But as far as I know, we are going to still have it.
Great. That actually made me think of something else. But what are your hours for December? I'm assuming you'll be closed on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Christmas Day and New Year's Day, we're going to be closed. Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, we're closing at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So so make sure on those 2 days to get in if you need to pick up your holds or return things. But yeah, that's...
Good. I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I was going to mention it, but it is good to kind of get it out there so everybody kind of knows what's happening and that our hours are going to be a little different.
Well,
for
thanks
the holiday.
To the thank you to the library workers who will be there until 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Okay, so something that's not happening this month, or at least from the 12th on, is toddler time and story time.
Right,
they're on a break.
They're going to go on a break. Everybody, our youth services staff is going to be kind of gearing up. I know it's early, but they're going to be gearing up for and planning summer reading, because that's going to be upon us here in like pretty soon, sooner than we. I mean, it's going to be
happening. Not soon enough. Feels like it's a long time away.
Yeah, it feels like it's going to be a long time a day, but there's a whole bunch of like prep that you kind of have to do early so you can so you can have it all ready to go when they do their go to the schools and when they have story to, summer reading. So they're going to take a break. The holidays are usually, as you can tell by the amount of programming we have this month, the holidays are usually kind of slow. So we're going to have a break until January 3rd, from December 16th to Friday, January 3rd is when we will go back to story time. And that still doesn't mean, like, if you have been going to story time, like, you know the time, like, your kids are kind of used to it, you can still definitely come to the library, pick out some books, read them. We have all our holiday books are out in a special display, so you can come and grab a couple of those and read them, or just hang out at the library too.
Fun. Okay, that's a great suggestion. They can still get their story time fix.
Yeah, they can get the story time fix.
Okay, and last but not least, what I'm excited to talk to you about is the Harry Potter Escape Room.
Yes.
When is that?
Okay, so it is going to be in a couple of weeks, starting like December 20th or 21st, we are right now, our outreach team is getting all the puzzles ready and planning and getting everything all set up. It's going to be over at the Douglas Library. And what we're going to do is we just have like, and you might have noticed if you tried to schedule a meeting for the end of December in Douglas that it's all booked up, because we booked it up for this escape room. It's just going to be up and set up in Douglas, and you can contact Andy Hirsch at the downtown library for to make a reservation to do the escape room. And then pretty much for most of holiday break, we're going to be going over there and running a Sorcerer Stone themed escape room for teens and adults.
So escape room is like a game.
So if you don't know, if you don't know what escape room is, they've become very popular over the last like 5 years, and it's kind of like a puzzle game where people are locked. I'm using air quotes because you're not like you're kind of locked in, but you can leave if you want to. Yeah. It's not like you're like stuck in there.
For
an hour, and you're supposed to solve a whole bunch of different puzzles and get clues that will ultimately get the key or the final puzzle that will let you out of the room. And so we have a whole bunch of Harry Potter themed games that we've cooked up for people to games and puzzles for people to solve, and it should be like fun for everybody.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. I bet everybody who participates, I'm sure, is going to love that. Thanks for doing that. Yeah. What fun.
We're pretty excited. we found online there's a couple other libraries around the country who have done something similar. So, and part of our outreach team are huge Harry Potter fans. And so they like took it upon to make the get all the supplies and to make the puzzles. And hopefully it's successful so we can do it again and again.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure you have to have it set up multiple times. I'm sure you're gonna have a great turnout for that. Kate Inge, thanks so much for giving us the rundown on everything that's happening in December. And if you missed anything or want more information, website and the Facebook page.
Yeah, and the Facebook
places
page
to get that information, or just go to one of the three locations. So thanks. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope. I think that's it. That covers for December. We'll see you in January.
All right. Thanks for being here, Kate.
Thanks.